Regular season basketball came to a close for the IUP basketball teams in both losses to Gannon University. Gannon women came away with the win, 71-62. They win the PSAC West with the victory. IUP women get a bye, and they will play next Wednesday against East Stroudsburg-Millersville, and that game will be at the KCAC. For the Crimson Hawks, they shot only 34% for the game. They were led by Shea Weaver's 22 points. Teresa Maggio had 12, and Marin Miller's in with 10. The Crimson Hawks in the game turned it over 14 times. Gannon for the game shot 44% and came away with a victory and the Western Division title. And for the game number two, well, Gannon, the number one team for the men overall throughout the season, had an 87-69 win over IUP. They broke out to a 24-2 lead beginning of the game, and that was the biggest deficit for IUP, who cut it to decent in the second half of play, but it just could not do it. For the guys, three players in double figures. Demir Brooks, 15 points. Dallas Dillard had 12. He remains in double digits every game, and Tyler Grove chipped in with 11 points. IUP turned it over 23 times, and the outstanding Pace Prosser for Gannon led the way with everybody with 24 points. So the men will be playing Edinburgh Monday night at 7 o'clock at the KCAC. We'll be on the radio and Renda Digital TV at 6:40 with the show. And the winner of Monday's game for the guys will go on to play Westchester next Wednesday. So there you go. That's the way it went before a large crowd, the biggest of the year, at the KCAC. Gannon wins both games. The women's game, 71-62. The men's game, 87-69. Jack Benedict reporting for your hometown radio station.